WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 2 weeks have passed since the Brazos County Commission held a pair of public hearings about the proposed closure of a pair of railroad crossings near Welburn. Possible action may take place 3 weeks from now.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says he hopes to have as part of the commission's January 13th meeting a memorandum of understanding with Union Pacific to close the crossings at Straub and Wade Roads. The Friday before, Peters says Citizens for Welburn is holding a public meeting to discuss transportation issues in southern Brazos County, including the UP project. That'll be at the Welburn Community Center the evening of January 9th, starting at 6. UP's offer includes building a new crossing on a new extension of Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGM. Peter says the county won't approach property owners about acquiring right-of-way until the court makes a decision about closing the other crossings. And a check this week with Union Pacific officials indicates the railroad has not given commissioners a deadline. Change is part of UP's plan to build a side rail to accommodate increased train traffic. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department has updated and corrected numbers of flu cases this season. From the first week of October through last Sunday, there have been 688 cases. That's compared to 704 from the same period a year ago. And this past week had the most flu cases both this year and last year. A table with the weekly breakdown is online at WTAW.com. Sunday's implosion of Kyle Field marked the second job in College Station in 2.5 years for a company from Baltimore, Maryland. Mark Lawasso, the second-generation president of Controlled Demolition, says there's been a special sensitivity from all concerned in this project.
Not only the people from TAMU, but also from the contracting side of things, it was obvious that this is a special field, that the spirit that people have related to the structure, going back to the old stands, the old Aggies who remember the first stadium that they played in. It's beautiful to watch.
Lawasso was also in charge of bringing down the 17-story Plaza Hotel in spring 2012. And if you were listening yesterday and heard about a memorial marker outside of the west side, it is safe. The athletics department has it in their possession. Former President George H.W. Bush has been taken to a Houston hospital after experiencing a shortness of breath. Bush spent nearly 2 months in that same hospital and was discharged in January 2013 after treatment for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. It was a week ago this morning that KCEN-TV meteorologist Patrick Crawford was shot in the parking lot outside the station. He spoke with reporters this week at the Temple Hospital, where doctors hope he'll be back in time for Christmas with his wife.
The man that shot me didn't say any words to me. There was no interaction whatsoever. He just started shooting at me as I was leaving the parking lot of KCEN-TV.
A $10,000 reward has generated more than 100 tips, but the shooter remains at large. There is hope on the horizon for the end of a four-year drought over most of Texas next year. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says multi-year droughts will return, and next time it'll be worse.
The population is the biggest change. It's still going to be an additional problem that we have to allow for, I think, going forward.
Dr. Nielsen Gammon sees no relief in northwest Texas from Abilene through the Panhandle. WTAW News Time, now 7:09. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Ho, 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 ho. 'Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Merry Christmas for all the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Hope you have safe travels if you're going to be on the road.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies, cool and dry, high temperature, low 50s. Into this Christmas Eve, it's going to be clear and cold, mid-30s by early Christmas morning, but turning breezy and milder on Christmas Day. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature, low 60s. A few clouds at night in the mid to upper 40s. We're kind of cloudy by Friday, though. A bit breezy with a chance of scattered showers. Temperatures up between 60 and 65 once again. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with a couple bowl games from last night. An Aggie player in the Pro Bowl with the Denver Broncos. You probably know who it is. Jimbo Fisher staying put till 2022. More on the NBA and NHL as well. We'll do that for you about 7:50. Relaxing.
Long time ago in Bethlehem.
Mr. Belafonte.
Yes, it is.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Good morning. It's 7:13. Okay, so today is Eggnog Day. I don't know if you heard that. We talked about eggnog. The tradition, I got the tradition of spiking eggnog.
I actually got a bottle of that.
Spiked eggnog?
Yes, and it cracked me up because at the top of the bottle it says, from the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Let's see.
Spiked
here.
Eggnog from the, I just
yeah,
love.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Okay. Here are Christmas. Hallowella gives us the origins of several traditional Christmas foods. Spiked eggnog was most likely evolved from a warm milk drink that was favored by the British aristocracy in the 18th century. The milk and eggs drink was often seasoned by nutmeg and cinnamon, precious spices at the time. In America, colonists opted to add rum to the drink to preserve it.
Oh, of course, to preserve it. That's
for themselves.
It.
Yes, because it was a cheaper alternative than the heavily taxed wine and brandy. You know, Humphrey Bogart, who was born on this date, used to drink a bourbon milk punch. That was his favorite drink at Christmas time. The quote from Humphrey Bogart was, "The rest of the world is three drinks behind me."
Wow.
But he never drank on Christmas Eve. Excuse me, New Year's Eve. He never drank on New Year's Eve. He said, because everybody else was. Drinking trivia about Humphrey Bogart.
He's a drinking hipster.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's just letting everybody catch up.
Exactly, doing what he could. Gingerbread is thought to have been introduced to Europe after the Crusades in the 11th century. Queen Elizabeth I, the Oney, as they call her, of England, supposedly responsible for the first documented instance of a person-shaped gingerbread. And the brothers Grimm, of course, in Germany, take credit for the idea of gingerbread houses after the Hansel and Gretel story was published. Candy canes Also said to have been invented by the Germans. God, they did all the good stuff. That and rockets? Man. Anyway, as something a choir master in Cologne gave his pupils to keep them quiet during a nativity service back in the 1600s. The beleaguered choir master handed out sticks of sugar carved like the letter J for Jesus, or like a shepherd's crook, if you will. And the trend caught on all across Europe. Okay, now, how fast does a trend sweep in the 1600s? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
the speed
now...
of plague?
Well, but, I mean, if it swept Europe in 30 years, that would have been pretty fast, wouldn't it?
One would think.
Just a thought. You know, now you Twitter that kind of stuff, but anyway.
And then it's dead 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Fruitcake has unfortunately been around since the Middle Ages and originally involved a costly, time-consuming process, making it a gift that no one could really afford to refuse at that time. You know, for the early part of my life, I grew up in Corsicana, and of course, the Collins Street Bakery is there, and that's supposed to be the default fruitcake, at least in Texas, and, you know, if you hear them talk all over America. Didn't make me like it, though. You know what I'm saying? The only advantage to living there was we could go buy the broken ones for, like, you know, a dollar or something like that. And I have no idea what a... Patrick, hop up on the website for the Collins Street Bakery, and let's find out what a fruitcake from Corsicana costs these days, because... It can't be.
Oh, wow.
No, but the shipping will kill you.
Yeah.
Because they weigh 37 so pounds.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a range. Oh, well, they're adding coffee to some of these. They start at $19.
Okay. All right. And that's the little one, which is like the size of a 45 RPM.
Goes up to about $78, but they've included some whole bean coffee. Okay. I guess you got to dunk it in something.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably right. And again, it doesn't have much batter in it, you know, just saying. But since eggnog, that's where we were. Not uncommon for people to drink too much at holiday parties. One guy showed that you could even go too far with booze-free drinks. This Utah man spent 3 days in the hospital after chugging eggnog at a holiday party to win a steakhouse gift certificate. Ryan Roche wanted to win the gift certificate so badly he chugged a quart of eggnog in 12 seconds. Okay, granted it was a Ruth Chris steakhouse, but man, he said, I just opened up my throat and didn't even swallow. After he got home, he started shaking uncontrollably and became nauseous. No kidding. A friend took him to the hospital where he learned he had inhaled some of the eggnog and was dry drowning.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens when liquid is inhaled into the lungs. He developed an infection, spent 24 hours in ICU. So,
wow.
There you go. And again, just the volume. I mean, that stuff's heavy. You know what I mean?
God, you just feel awful.
Wow. Okay, got that. A new survey from Frank J. Magden, I don't know who that is, shows teenagers cooling off toward Facebook. Don't we hear that all the time,
yep.
though? And then they keep on being on there, so whatever. Latest survey shows that Facebook use has dropped from 94% to 88% over the past year, with Twitter the fastest rising mobile messaging app, going from 46 to 48% among the teens. The survey seems to verify what other media companies found 2 months ago, that was that Instagram and Twitter are now the fastest growing social media sites amongst teens. That right, Patrick? That pretty much dead on, as far as you can tell.
I
know you're not
a teen,
but yeah, but you probably track that kind of stuff.
Twitter continues to vex me, but I see it being more and more popular.
Well, it's again, yeah, I have no idea. TV marathons. We'll do those in the next half hour, so you'll know, because they're going to be some out there, some you know about, some you don't. Two ways now to track Saint Nick. Google and NORAD split last year, and now each has their separate website. Oh, how unhappy. NORAD's tracking system has data on Santa's elevation, photos of his journey, weather, and Wikipedia information on various stops. And there's games, music, movies, and a look at NORAD headquarters, as well as all sorts of background information. NORAD began tracking Santa, of course, back in 1955. A department store had misprinted an ad that led a child to call the agency for information on Santa's latest stop.
The problem is all we know is it was a NORAD employee. You know, it would really be neat to know who that person was, because what they did was they actually answered and gave the kiddo the information that he wanted. So as a result, you know, that kind of started NORAD on this deal, which was, you know, and Kevin, I'm sure you too, since you were in radio a long time, all sorts of having to run a show for a long time, all the things that they did. I can remember that NORAD used to send out records, phonograph records, that was, you know, this is NORAD reporting that such and such Santa's within 5 miles of your home right now kind of stuff. And it was really, that was really pretty cool.
Well, a little closer to home, our sister station, Peace 107, does Santa sightings from 5 to 8. They'll play Christmas music, and if you hear a familiar voice on there, Captain Dewey, that'd be me.
Oh, cool. Oh, really?
Yeah, we recorded this 2 years ago and added to it a little last year. But ever since Brian's been here, he wanted to bring this one in. So if you got the kids and you want to listen to Santa sightings, that's Peace 107.
That's cool. Is it on the website, too, archived or anything like that?
No, it's not archived. Okay. No.
I got you. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Last year, Google had launched their Santa tracker. It includes games and personalized calls from St. Nick to kids. You can also explore Santa's village while Santa gets ready for his
journey. And Santa asks you questions like, what's your favorite color? Where do you like to shop?
Oh, very good.
I've been selling cars for 20-plus years and never seen this before. 20% off MSRP on a new Chevrolet? This is an amazing deal that has never been offered before. Hi, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom White Chevrolet. And during our year-end event, you can save 20% on a new Chevy Impala, Cruze, Sonic, and even our Camaros. This sale is crazy, and it's just in time for the holidays. Now, you can do all your Christmas shopping in a brand new Chevrolet. We'll include a 2-year scheduled maintenance at no extra cost, free car washes with any scheduled service. Supplies are limited, so you have to shop early to get the best selection. I guarantee these new Chevys will be sold fast with the 20% savings. Even Santa's elves are on the waiting list to buy these cars, but our customers come first and you get first choice. 20% off MSRP on select new 2014 and 2015 Chevy Camaro, Cruze, Sonic, or Impala at Tom Light Chevrolet during our year-end event. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan. Shop us online at tomlight.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I had handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas Countdown.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, and today you might be asked the big question, how can Santa do it all in just one night? The answer lies in both science and magic. Clearly, Santa is magical, and Albert Einstein clearly shows us that if you can travel at or near the speed of light, time slows down. And there it is. Magically, Santa and his 8 tiny reindeer do just that. It may take him hundreds of hours, but for us, it seems to happen in one night. By the way, you can follow Santa's progress right now at NORADSanta.org and join me right here for the Mannheim Steamroller American Christmas. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller, and Merry Christmas.
Brought to you by LifeLock and LifeLock's Ultimate Plus. Peace of mind all year. Visit LifeLock.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 7:24. On Christmas Eve in Belgium, it's legal for children to throw bananas at police cars. Just saying. But on Christmas Day in Belgium, it's legal for the police officers to throw bananas at the kids. All right.
That's awesome.
The balance. All things in balance. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, of course, created by Montgomery Ward back in 1939 for a Christmas promotion. Lyrics to the song that we all know and love, first written as a poem by Robert May, were not set to music until 1947. Did you know Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving?
No.
Before becoming one of the most popular Christmas songs. More diamonds are sold around Christmas than any other time of year. Yeah. For 2 years during the 1970s, Mattel marketed a doll called Growing Skipper. Remember that?
Yes.
You pulled her arm. If you lined up all the slinkies ever made, they'd wrap around the earth 126 times.
Whoa, wait, stretched or?
Well, you know.
I'm guessing stretched.
Probably so. In winter of 1932, it was so cold, Niagara Falls froze completely solid. Became quiet. Frankincense. You know what frankincense is? The gum resin used as a base for incense and myrrh and gum resin as well.
And it's really good for swelling.
Is it?
It's what I've used more than one occasion.
No. Oh, yeah, you can go to Sam's and get like a five-pound block of it, right? Where do you find frankincense?
There are a couple of companies around the country now that sell essential oils.
Yeah.
One of them's called doTERRA.
Okay.
And
so what's frankincense smell like?
Kind of sandalwood,
sort of. Yeah, okay.
And just spicy other than that. But honest to goodness, after some injuries at the gym, a little dab of it will knock it, and it doesn't necessarily knock it out immediately.
Yeah.
But it really takes the edge off the pain. Yeah. Even if it's psychosomatic, it works for me.
That's all in your head.
It's the biggest,
best of the Brazos ever. The 2014 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 100 different categories. Everything from the best bakery to family entertainment. Celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000. Pick up your free copy at Casa Rodriguez, Village Foods, the College Station Kettle, and many other places around town. Or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, according to an article in Slate magazine, police departments should not feel under siege. Slate asserts that police don't have a motive for the shooting that took the lives of two New York City policemen. That, despite the killer's own words, bragging he would give two pigs their wings, and that he was motivated by revenge. Slate says that when criminals kill cops, they're punished. But when cops kill citizens, the system breaks down and no one is held accountable. Predictably, Slate attacks Rudy Giuliani for saying, "We've had 4 months of propaganda, starting with the president, that everybody should hate the police." Also attacked, a Fraternal Order of Police Lodge president who called out Obama, Eric Holder, Mayor de Blasio, and Al Sharpton for creating an atmosphere of unnecessary hostility and peril for police. Nowhere do you find mention of the threats and violence that came from the protesters or the chants and social media posts that advocated killing cops. The entire country witnessed who fanned these flames. We saw Sharpton, Eric Holder, de Blasio, and Obama. We saw the protests and the protesters and the endless interviews with liberal activists spewing hostility toward the cops and the judicial system. The problem the left has this time, we heard exactly what they said. And all the articles from apologists like Slate cannot take their words or their actions back. You can try, but you can't do it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
While you're busy making your list and checking it twice, criminals are hard at work trying to steal your identity and take your money. Here's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you.
No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It goes beyond just monitoring ATM and credit card transactions. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Give yourself the gift of peace of mind this holiday season. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-995-7932. 800-995-7932. 800-995-7932. Network does not cover all transactions.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The potential closure of two railroad crossings near Welburn won't be considered until after the holidays.
A spokesman for Union Pacific says Brazos County commissioners do not have a deadline to consider their offers. The railroad continues plans to build a side rail to handle more train traffic. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the county will participate in a meeting sponsored by Citizens for Welburn covering transportation issues in the southern part of the county. That includes Union Pacific's offer to build a new crossing if the county closes crossings at Wade and Straub Road. That gathering will be the evening of Friday, January 9th at the Welburn Community Center starting at 6. The following Tuesday, January 13th, Peter says he hopes to have a memorandum of understanding ready for a commission vote. If it's approved, the judge says that's when the county would approach the property owner to buy the land to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGN Road. UP would build a new crossing at an estimated cost of $620,000. TxDOT's also indicated an interest in making an undisclosed contribution to the project, which the railroad gave a rough estimate of $3.5 million. North of there, UP continues to purchase property and design what was announced 2.5 years ago as a $200 million rail yard between Mumford and Hearn. A construction timeline has not been set. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There continues to be an increase in the number of flu cases in Brazos County. The health department says this past week was the worst so far this year with 227 cases. It was also the worst week last year with 356. This year's running total from the first week of October through last Sunday is 688. That's compared to 704 through the same period last year. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the health department's weekly breakdown of flu activity. The man in charge of the company that brought down the west side of Texas A&M's football stadium also had one eye on the crowd. The president of Baltimore's controlled demolition, Mark Lawasso, says it was beautiful to watch multiple generations of Aggies.
It's a very poignant time for people here and watch the emotions just roll over different people of different ages. There were kids here holding the little collies, reveille, all the way up to the guys who needed help up and down the podium. It's a great heritage.
It was his second trip to College Station after taking down the 17-story Plaza Hotel, at the time the city's tallest building, in the spring of 2012. After four long years, there are indications that for most of the state, the drought is coming to an end. State climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at Texas A&M says the drought has subsided in most of the state, and indications are for more drought-busting rains this winter.
We've got a reasonably favorable weather pattern with El Nino or marginal El Nino in the Pacific.
But Nielsen-Gammon offers little hope for West Texas. From Abilene to the Panhandle, he says the drought there will continue and will need a lot more rain for it to be relieved. An eyewitness who contacted College Station police about two men attempting to open doors of parked vehicles outside Post Oak Mall Monday morning led to the arrest of a Houston man on multiple charges. The witness told police they saw one of the men break the window of a pickup and go inside. Three officers arrived in time to stop an SUV on the southbound freeway frontage road. The driver, 33-year-old James Darrow, was arrested for having an invalid license with a prior conviction, being in possession of a cell phone stolen from Houston, having a window punch believed to have broken the window of the truck, and trying to flush a baggie of marijuana in a toilet at the Brazos County Jail. He was later charged with burglary of a vehicle. Former President George H.W. Bush has been taken to a Houston hospital after experiencing a shortness of breath. Spokesman Jim McGrath said in a statement that Bush was taken Tuesday evening by an ambulance to Houston Methodist Hospital as a precaution. McGrath says the 90-year-old Bush will be held for observation. Bush spent nearly 2 months in the same hospital and was discharged in January 2013 after treatment for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. Doctors say KCEN television meteorologist Patrick Crawford will more than likely be able to spend Christmas at home with his wife, but have not said when he may be discharged from the hospital. Crawford was shot in his parked car outside a station a week ago this morning.
Things are improving. I'm slowly getting better. It's been a long process, a lot of pain. Plan is to get released sometime soon here in the near future. We don't know the exact date yet, but I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later.
Crawford says no words were exchanged with the shooter before the gunfire began. Crawford was able to get his car in reverse and drive to a nearby road construction crew who contacted 911. A dispute on the Round Rock School Board over the care of two pot-bellied pigs has been resolved for now.
The Round Rock Independent School District spent $16,000 to investigate trustee Terry Romare, who used a high school ag barn to house the pigs Pinky and Blackie. Board member Chad Chadwell expressed concern that the pigs were owned by one of Romare's real estate clients, but attorneys hired by the district found no evidence Romare abused her power because she pays for the pen, and her son used the pigs for an advanced degree project. Chadwell isn't going to let the issue end here, though. He says he may find a way to reinvestigate the pig pen dispute. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
And WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Merry Christmas from everyone at United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Skies will become mostly sunny as we head into the afternoon hours with a high between 50 and 55. Mostly clear tonight, low near 35. For Christmas Day, we're going to have mostly sunny skies and a high between 60 and 65. Clouds move in Thursday night with a low between 45 and 50. And for Friday, it'll be cloudy with afternoon showers and a high between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a couple of bowl games from last night. One, Aggie makes it to the Pro Bowl, and we'll have more on the NFL, the NBA, and NHL coming up in sports in about 13 minutes.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
That was kind of a compilation, if you may have been able to hear the difference, the different versions that he did over the years.
You can't really go wrong ever with Bing and Christmas, though.
Interesting, you know, and I came in Saturday night, and that was on TV. I forget, you know, what is it? The White Christmas with the Danny Kaye and all those people. It's kind of neat. You know, just as a note of trivia, you know, Bing Crosby was a part owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team. Did you know that?
No.
Wasn't publicized very much. Yeah, he did that. He was a kind of a silent partner thing. So, you know, do you have a Christmas tradition? Is it, you know, I saw that the newspaper today had a story about people kind of getting back in touch with whatever their Christmas traditions happen to be, and a lot of them have to do with lights and things. And, you know, there's some people in town who put together light displays that are timed with music, which is kind of fun to see. But I noticed that they mentioned there was Candy Lane in Bryan. And back when I was in the world of television, there was a guy who had a mobile home on Candy Lane, and he decorated it with, I don't know, just tons of lights. And, you know, we did a story on it. And BTU, I think, came out, or it was called Bryan Utilities back then, came out and provided heavier service for him at that time so that he could plug in all the stuff that he needed to be able to put together his light display. But it was a mobile home absolutely covered in lights on Candy Lane and Bryan. So
I'd like to see the old spinner.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of fun.
What and, street did you say?
I'm sorry? What's Candy Lane?
Candy Lane?
Yeah.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, exactly. And it used to be a guy had a mobile home there, and he put tons of lights.
Oh, it's not there anymore?
No, no, it's not there anymore.
Is that a jolly old elf in the studio with you?
It is, but the people of Candy Lane still, I think, put lights on their mailboxes and stuff. So,
Where do I need to go?
I don't know. You tell me.
I haven't had a chance to make the rounds of Christmas decorations yet.
I'm not sure. You know, I think that...
Okay, let's just come clean about this.
All right.
Let's come clean about this.
Okay, here we go.
Santa, in quotes, made an appearance on KBTX this morning.
Really?
He did.
How'd that go?
It went really well.
Good.
And ended at 7.
Good.
And Frito, next door, said, when Santa is through with KBTX at 7, come by here because I have some bits I want you to do because we've been recording Santa letters. So I show up, and he says, oh, you're early. So Scott is having to conduct this interview now, facing a gentleman in somewhat less than normal business attire.
Yeah, full regard. Depends on what your business is.
Yeah.
Depends on what your business is. But, you know, in the meantime, I think we can now almost, it's 23 hours, really, updated.
Yes.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, come in and laugh.
That's right. People do that to him all the time, no matter what, though.
Look, I'm just saying, I give you credit for being able to look across the control board into the microphone and just not giggle out loud. Okay,
that's one of the most awesome pictures I've ever seen.
Well, Santa, bring a camera in. Let's take a picture.
Santa, I don't have a Christmas wish, but I do have a question. Is General Manager Ben Downs really real? And y'all sound a lot alike.
You know, here's
as
the
real,
thing.
Well, no. If I were doing my Santa thing, Merry Christmas, and Santa got to read the night before Christmas.
Oh, really?
On KBTX this morning.
Yeah. So,
which brings up another issue, and I'm just not going to do it. I'm just I got shamed on Christmas Eve a few years ago because Santa was on the air with KBTX, and Mike Wright brought in donuts for the whole staff.
Back when he had red hair.
Well, both of us.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Brought in donuts for the whole staff.
He did.
Oh, you don't do this for your staff that works on Christmas Eve, do you?
Yeah.
Well,
this is where
no.
it all started.
So I started bringing it every time I could think of them. You know, it's 4th of July the day before. All this stuff. I bring in donuts.
Yeah.
Okay, today he starts bringing in gift cards. And I'm just not doing it.
No, raising the bar.
I'm not doing it. I mean,
Well, and you don't know. They could be $15, too.
He was setting me up, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I was being set up. We could call him and ask, but I don't know. I don't know.
No, it's all right.
It's all right?
I guess so.
By the way, we do have a follow-up to the question that was raised yesterday.
Yes,
and that was
because we were wondering what happened to our
historical
our
marker.
Plaque, right? Yes, exactly.
Our plaque. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our plaque. A plaque, right? The Texas historical marker that marked the site of WTAW's first play-by-play broadcast for the Texas Aggies, and I have been told it is safe and wrapped up and is ready to redisplay when Kyle Field reopens.
I am so glad to hear that, because we were concerned. We knew it had gone someplace.
Admit it, though. You were kind of hoping that it had still been there. It kind of got crunched, and we could have the crunched one. Admit it.
It's kind of like the letters that were on a former Arts Council building. You always wonder where they are.
Oh, yes,
no,
I do.
You don't.
You just thought you did.
Yeah. Excellent. Have you seen Barbara Smith has been doing the news the last couple of nights?
Yes.
That's kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
She retweeted one of my tweets the other day.
Oh, did she? Well, so glad to hear. I don't tweet, so I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's probably impressive.
You don't Facebook either.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
This is Mike Wright. You've reached my cell phone.
I know.
Well, drat.
Well, that's okay. When they
he doesn't even have an office there anymore, does he?
I don't. You know, well, we can ask him.
When they reinstall the marker, can we have a shrine where we can drop off vacuum tubes?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, I found some really cool vacuum tubes.
Did you?
At KWBC, our station in
Minnesota. Yeah.
I was wandering through the old transmitter building, and there they were.
There they were.
Yeah.
Do they still work? Did you take them over to the 7-Eleven and test them?
How am I going to test? Okay.
Thank you for calling KBTX News 3.
Sure.
KBTX.com and CW8 Aguiland.
Okay, yeah, here's your
commercial. If you know the extension of the person
you're
calling, please enter it now. For a company directory, press star.
Okay.
For news, press 1. Please spell the name of the person. Last name first.
Why don't you just tell me which person you're looking for?
We're doing a lot of work here. I was just.
I know, but I just want to.
No entry matches that selection.
It's spelled W-R.
Hello?
When y'all get ready to remount your plaque, you can give away a gift invitation to those who like the show.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. We could do that.
When you run out of gifts, you can just give away invitations to your gala.
That's a good deal. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
If I could urge everyone to quit calling it a plaque.
All right.
It is a Texas State historical
marker.
It is not a plaque.
All right. We just picked up on what you said.
I didn't call it a plaque.
Oh, thought you did. Well, it's a historical marker.
You want to try to sell one more time?
No, I was going to go back to that. We'll go back to news. We'll give them.
I've just been over there. There's not a lot of people there.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Natalie was there, and I gave her a Santa hat, which I forgot to get back.
Did you?
Yeah. But that's okay.
Okay.
If I'm going to spend 99 cents on somebody, Natalie is the one to do it.
Hello?
Thank you for calling. Please spell the name of the person.
I will.
Oh, good heavens.
Hush.
Press 1 for...
Mike Wright.
Please hold while I transfer
Hooray.
Your call.
Good luck. See how that works.
It's not going to work.
Da-da-da-da. Like you said, if you don't have an office, is this like a phone hanging in the transmitter shed?
Yeah, right.
So, right. You can leave them a voicemail.
This is Peggy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's just... Hello?
No.
Hello?
It's a message.
It is, yeah.
Your call is being forwarded to a Shortel voicemail system.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. All right,
well,
Mike. That's fine. That's
we
fine.
Tried to find out what those gift cards were.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to try to match what Mike Wright did this year.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, because it could go bad. I mean, he's, you know, he's TV. He's two markets. He's the big time.
He is.
It probably was a $500 gift card to Neiman Marcus.
You're probably right. But, you know, you can't. But it's only good today.
And not on the cookies.
Hello.
Hi. I am a longtime resident of the Brazos Valley, and I have a picture of myself as a very little girl standing in front of the old WTAW studios when y'all used to decorate for Christmas, taken by my grandpa, who used to take pictures of the Corps for the Aggieland Annual.
I have to ask what year that was.
Okay. 1955 or something?
I demand a copy of that picture.
We would love to scan that into our archives. We really would.
Okay.
We really would.
One of the oldest, you're speaking to one of the oldest radio stations in America, and we basically have Jack as far as historical documentation. I spoke to the lady who one time had the original telegraph key where they did the original play-by-play.
Oh, man.
And I said, look, I swear, we'll put it in a case. We'll give everybody credit. We'll put it all up here. It will be a shrine. And I never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can get it to y'all next week.
Okay, let's do that. Give us a call at the office, 695-9595. Okay. Thanks, and have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that is cool.
But you're right, we don't have much. But, you know, because the college owned it at first, and it was the college then, okay? And so there's a lot of archival stuff that's just not available to us. We don't have it anymore. So as a result, we have a tremendous selection of koozies and matchbook covers.
Not a Clear Channel AM, because the students didn't need to be up that late.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And so. That is true.
No, that's right.
Yeah, the reason we aren't 50,000 watts day and night is because at the time, A&M didn't want the students staying up at night listening to the radio. They wanted them studying.
But it's a good chance that if there were 50,000 Clear Channel, neither you nor I'd have gotten a job here either.
Oh,
so that's
good
something
point.
Else. Hello.
Hey, I've got a bag of old 45s I won when I was a kid from WCAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Dr.
Exactly.
James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's been a staple of the holiday season for almost 60 years, but if it hadn't been for someone who believed in the spirit of Christmas, it might never have happened. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When newspapers hit front porches in Colorado Springs on Christmas Eve 1955, young children across the city were abuzz. Sears Department Store had placed an ad urging kids to call Santa's private number, but the number had been misprinted. So children didn't reach Sears employees portraying Santa. They were actually dialing Colonel Harry Shoup, the director of NORAD. That's the Air and Space Command Center created to protect America from a nuclear attack. Given Colonel Shoup's important work, a poor attitude about Sears' mistake would have caused quite a stir. Instead, he chose a different response. He directed his staff to give each child the coordinates of Santa's sleigh at that exact moment. And so began a tradition that's delighted youngsters for almost 60 years. Each Christmas Eve, through various media outlets, including the internet, kids can track Santa's route around the world. It was all made possible because one man understood Christmas was about spreading the gift of joy to others. So this year, see the world through the spirit of Christmas, because when you do, even a mistake can become an unexpected blessing. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, so you own a business and cash is tight. So what do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you can just call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate and cash for any business purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours. And funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. This is by far the fastest and best business loan you can possibly get. Call 1-800-684-5434 now.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:54. Let's go bowling. The midshipman got one late yesterday.
25-yarder Beltran puts the knee down, right in the middle of the goalpost. Ball down, kick on the way, kick is up, and it is good. Austin Grebe, 6-for-6. And he puts the mids on top here, 17-16, with a minute 27 to go.
Navy upset San Diego in the Poinsettia Bowl in a battle between Conference USA and the MAC champions yesterday.
In the gun, Rakeem Cato calls for the football, fakes the handoff, moves left. He's in his own area code right there. Nobody near him, and he waltzes in. Touchdown, Hurd.
That made it 14-7, and Marshall never looked back, picking up its 13th win of the season, running over Northern Illinois 52-23. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year in a landslide vote, reminiscent of that of the Heisman Trophy romp. Mariota received all but 5 first-place votes submitted by the Associated Press media panel. Pro Bowl was released yesterday, or the players on it. One Aggie made the list. The AFC champion Denver Broncos led the way in the NFL with 9 players selected for the Pro Bowl. Fight Texas Aggie Vaughn Miller made the list, and oh yeah, so did 14-time Pro Bowler Peyton Manning. He's joined by Ryan Clady, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, T.J. Ward, and DeMarcus Ware. The NFC champion Dallas Cowboys were second with 6 players chosen, including Tony Romo, DeMarco Murray, and Dez Bryant. Florida State coach Jimbo Fisher has been rewarded with a contract extension through 2022. The Noles are 58-10 since Fisher replaced Bobby Bowden before the 2010 season. Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer has been cleared by the doctors to work the Military Bowl on Saturday when his team plays Cincinnati. The 68-year-old Beamer is still recovering from throat surgery shortly after the end of the regular season. In the NBA last night.
Shot from out front is a 3 by Villanueva that's good. He hits it, and that's going to do it. Villanueva hitting a 3-pointer to end it, and the Suns win this ball game 124-115.
Eric Bledsoe got the second career triple-double in the Suns' highest-scoring game of the season. Bledsoe had 16 points and 11 assists. Dirk Nowitzki and Tyson Chandler scored 22 apiece for the Mavericks. Jonathan Brignere made 43 saves as the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Dallas Stars 4-0 last night. James Van Riemsdyk led Toronto offense that ended in a 3-game losing streak with a goal and 2 assists. Dallas's Kerry Lettinen allowed only 3 goals and stopped 22 shots. Dallas head coach Lindy Ruff was set the bar pretty low for the guys' return back from Christmas break.
Well, I think our goal as a team is to try not to lose 2 games in a row. It's been a mental grind.
And finally, the Alabama home of Cowboys linebacker Rolando McClain caught fire and burned to the ground on Monday. No one, thankfully, was home at the time of the blaze, according to the Associated Press. McClain's Tuscaloosa mansion is worth an estimated $1.5 million. McClain is a strong candidate for the Comeback Player of the Year, recording 81 total tackles, a sack in 13 games. Dallas safety Barry Church commented on McClain's safety following the fire.
Man, that's a scary situation right there. I'm glad nobody was at the house at the time.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards and More. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards and More in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW on a Christmas Eve day. And of course, you know, that's the other thing when you have family together and you do have those traditions and things. You know, you want to have festive foods, but you don't want to be eating really fancy yet because, you know, you've got Christmas Day coming up. And so, you know, there are always food alternatives like these from Jim Gaffigan.
I had a Hot Pocket for dinner. Anybody else have a Hot Pocket?